Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book, the home of streamlined Americans. Yes, we're streamlined. We used to be conservative. We used to be Republican. I don't believe there's such a thing as a conservative Democrat. If there is, he's hiding. So it's supposed to be mainstream Americans. That's what we're supposed to be. But I say we're streamlined. Well, there's a lot of things going on today. The Supreme Court has got everybody on tenderhooks waiting for the decision that will make or break Obama. Oh, no, it won't. It won't matter. No matter what they say, it won't, because we own the country. A guy who was very successful in Wall Street just bought 98% of an island in Hawaii for about, what was it? Is it $700 million? It's not bad. Lanai, was that the island? Lanai? And I was listening to Charles Payne. It was very good. Charles Payne is my candidate for Secretary of Treasury. And he was saying that this guy came up the hard way. His mother left him when he was 13 years old because she couldn't afford him and put him with relatives. And he never had it easy. And now he just bought a Hawaiian island. And Charles Payne loves it. He loves it. And I could understand it. You know, there's a lot of money in New York. There's a lot of money to be made in New York. If you don't think so, you know what you do? Try and get a studio apartment for $50. Yeah, try to get a bathroom for $50 in a slum. In a slum. Yeah, I know people that are living in slums that one bedroom, and you step, the door opens, you're in the kitchen, and you take a right step, one step to the right, and you're in the bedroom. You take two steps to the left, you're in the living room, and that's it. That's it, man. You've just done the whole house for $2,500 a month, and it's in a tenement. Back in the 30s, people that lived there used to sit on the stoop in their underwear. And now, it's in a very posh neighborhood. And the liberals get mugged every day. Yeah. And they go to the police and they say, I can't understand it. I voted for these people and they're turning on me. Yeah. God bless you, buddy. God bless you. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, I was talking to Jimmy from Brooklyn. Jimmy from Brooklyn is an education. He's a walking encyclopedia about the growth and success of the Communist Party, the International Communist Party. And you want to see how successful we are? They have a president in the United States. And he's a communist. And nobody wants to admit it. Can't be a communist. He's worth $5 million. Do you ever hear about great Poupon communists? Yeah. Do you think Putin is a poor communist? Do you think that Hugo Chavez is a poor communist? The guy owns the state of Massachusetts. Oh, no, he doesn't. We vote for Kennedys just religiously. Yeah, what religion is that? Yeah, and God help us. We're all in trouble. I made a comment. What was it? I made a comment to somebody. They thought it was hilarious. Oh, I forget what it was. If it comes to me, I'll tell you about it. And what else are we talking about here tonight? David Horowitz, he's got a new book. He's another guy that knows all about communists because he grew up, his parents were communists, and he'll tell you everything that you ever want to know about communists. And the great Poupon communists are the most dangerous. They're in the party of death, or as they say in Mexico, Partie de la Muerte, the Demo Camos, the enemy of the people. Ta-da-n! He's a Demo Camo and he'll never be any good. So, what else we got? Let's see, we'll read some blogs. You want to read some blogs? You know that Moody's downgraded 15 banks today. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, no, it's the end of the world. It's the depression all over again. Yeah, stockbrokers are jumping out of windows with banana daiquiris. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. I love this one. Despite amnesty, Hispanics are still not excited about Obama. Why should they be? If they're Catholic, he hates them. Yeah, the only Hispanics that Obama likes are the Muslim ones. Yeah. In the days immediately after Barack Obama decreed an amnesty for 800,000 illegal aliens, the Democrat cheerleaders in the media have been giddily claiming that it has ignited Hispanic enthusiasm to vote for Obama. I'm going to tell you what I did to vote for Obama. I put out a blog today, and it's a picture of Obama swinging a golf club with a big smile on his face. And right underneath it is a helicopter and 30 dead Americans. And I put the casualty count, 22 SEALs and 8 military killed in an ambush, a phone-ahead ambush, and it's covered up. And they were buried within 24 hours in the press, and nobody knows they're gone. But if you got on this website tonight, this Blog Talk Radio site, it's the first picture that comes up. I got the pictures of every one of those guys who died. And I'm not forgetting them, and I'm not going to let you forget them. Just like 911, we forget nothing. And we haven't paid back for 911 yet. Yeah. Okay. So Obama pandered to the Mexicans. But what he didn't do, he didn't show the pictures of the 70,000 dead Mexicans that were killed by 2,000 weapons smuggled into Mexico to arm narco-communists by Eric Holder, who has now been granted executive privilege. In other words, if you kill somebody and the president likes what you did, you are covered by executive privilege. Yes, isn't that wonderful? Daryl Issa, by the way, is doing a great job. Daryl Issa is working for the American people. And anybody who stands with Obama on this is a communist traitor. I can't say that. Why not? They take away the First Amendment. Have they? Yeah. Where's my muzzle? I don't see a muzzle. You mean like when they got rid of Steve Malzberg and chased him out of New York? Like when they got rid of Glenn Beck and sent him to Coventry? When they put the pressure on Fox to tone it down and Fox acquiesced? And now they have communists on their program too? Right, show me a communist. Anybody who votes to burn the flag is a communist in my book. Anybody who votes to kill kids is a communist in my book. So, having said that, let's see what else we got. I did that already. And we broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. You know that, right? I would love to get on Sirius Radio. Anybody knows how I can do that? Or anybody that's got a hook. The Arabs have a saying, Wasta is everything. And that works all over the world. Connections. Connections are more important than anything else. And there was another saying in American manufacturing, you can build the world's greatest mousetrap, but the world is not going to build beat a path to your door. You got to go out and sell it. So here's my blog that I sent out today. I'll read it to you. First picture is Obama swinging with a big smile on his face, a golf club. And underneath it, it says 30 Americans killed, including 22 SEALs from Team 6, buried overnight in the communist media. When Afghan insurgents, how about religious Muslims? This insurgent crap, who gave that? Who's hijacking the American vocabulary? When Afghan deeply religious Muslims shoot down a helicopter, you left out phone ahead ambush with no investigation. Afghan KIA, that's Afghan killed in action count for Bush, over 8 years is 461. Obama is coming up on 1,900 in 3.5 years, and he hides the fact that they're dead by calling America's sons NATO troops. And then I have a picture of all of the SEALs and guys that were in that chopper. They all got smiles. Did you ever see pictures of Arabs and their IDs? They look like they had to suck a lemon in order to take the picture. There isn't a smile on any one of them. You get a hold of any Arab's ID and see if he's smiling. And the American boys are always smiling. But there's one guy, he's just got a gleam in his eye. But all the rest of them have a smile. They have a smile that would break your heart if you've seen them. Some of them, one guy was as young as 21. And I got a picture of the Chinook cop that it got taken down. Then I have another picture of Obama swinging a club with a big smile on his face. And underneath that is a Syrian baby girl who's dead. Three people in a pile from Syria who were dead. And a Syrian boy on an operating table with his face shot off. And underneath that I've put Demo Camo's visit Assad, the butcher of Syria. And Mike Savage, you're wrong, buddy. Do not save Assad. Let him die. Yeah, he is no good. And who's sitting with Bashar al-Assad around the Ottoman table? Nancy Pelosi. And who's sitting with Bashar al-Assad around the Ottoman table? Jimmy Carter. And who's sitting around Bashar al-Assad around the Ottoman table? Senator Bill Bayonet, the baby's Nelson. Old squinty eyes, I call him. Because the sunlight flashes off the bayonet. And it blinds him. And who's the last one? Kami Kucinich. They're all sitting with Bashar al-Assad in individual meetings. They're not there as a group. Nancy Pelosi took a plane load, one of those big Air Force jets, extra large, extra long range, lots of gas, and flew into Syria with 41 communists to lick his ankles. This is the guy who killed Rafiq Hariri, the prime minister of Lebanon. This is the guy whose IEDs blow the legs, arms, and burn the faces of American soldiers every day of the week, and his new improved IEDs have Iranian copper lugs for better shredding. And I was thinking about something. I wrote to Fox and I wrote to American Airlines, and I asked them if they would kindly promote upgrading all wounded GIs to first class when they buy an airline ticket automatically. Automatically. And you know what? If they didn't do it because they didn't want to lose the money from a customer, if you asked the customer, would he go in and give his seat up? I bet you he would. So here's my last picture. Oh, and by the way, I also would like to do a commercial promoting wounded GIs. And you know what my commercial would be? Standing in line, being frisked by the TSA, and a woman in front of a GI with two missing legs is complaining about having to take her shoes off. You think about that one. You know, Abe Lincoln once said that he used to complain about having no shoes till he met a kid with no legs. And then here's the last one. It's a picture of Obama, and he's got a finger over his lips telling the audience to be quiet. And I call that executive privilege. And right underneath that is a guy hanging off a tractor trailer by a rope. He's dead. He's a Mexican. Fast and furious, and the guns only made him stand still. No bullets were fired. They just trained the gun on him while they put the noose around his neck. And underneath that are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 children in a pile. And they're all dead, and they've got numbers on them. You know how many bullets went through them? They're from Mexico. And none of them have shoes. They have socks, but no shoes. Why do they take their shoes? Why can't we see any paperwork from these gun runners? 2,000 guns arms 4 regiments of narco-communists. It is not about illegal immigrants. It is about wiping out the Second Amendment, and that's the way this thing was supposed to go down. They were going to call for gun confiscation because they were going to blame it on the gun dealers. Instead, they set up the gun dealers for the fall. The Americans did, under Eric Bagman Holder, who got Clinton a golden saxophone and got Mark Rich a pardon. Mark Rich, who was convicted by Rudy Giuliani. But you don't know your history and you don't watch current events. And that's that one day you're going to come out of the house and Russian troops are going to be directing traffic. And don't think it can't happen. Never can happen. Happens all the time. It is about wiping out the Second Amendment and keeping American junkies high. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie, and we're all fighting fat. The communists tell us it's only 1 border guard and a few Mexicans. How about 70,000 Mexicans and border guards in jail for shooting back? All that border guard Terry had was a beanbag shooter, and the 5 holder-equipped narcos had AK-47s. Mind if the president plays through? Yeah, but only until November, and then it becomes vaya a con Dios. And I got pictures of them loading the dead kids into a morgue ambulance. It's really sad. And you see how the Communist Party of North America, the Democamos, how they take your eye off of the issues, and they titillate you with a side-stepping effects. So let's see what else we got. Oh, I got a picture of Obama and Putin. I'm going to put this one together. I'll tell you what it is. It's Obama smiling and Putin winking at Obama. And I'm going to, then I have another picture where the 2 of them are making believe they don't like each other. They just took that one at Los Cabos in Mexico. So I'm going to show that one first, and then I'm going to put these 2 heads in a bathtub that the GSA guy had with the 2 wine glasses. Yeah, that ought to work out pretty good, don't you think?
Are we losing our country or what?
You heard about that matron that was on the bus up in upstate New York. Huh? Hey, Governor Cuomo, is that your prize school up there? Is that like a PS90, which is Mohammed Bloomingdale's prize school, where they banned God Bless the USA, and the kids went outside the school to sing it, and they sent communist terrorists to badger them. Imagine badgering children who were trying to sing God Bless the USA, and there was nobody there to protect them, not even the Congress mouse who showed up, or the city council jerk who showed up for a photo op. Look, I'm patriotic. I'm with the children. Yeah? Well, how come you didn't punch out the guy that threatened them that they were going to burn in hell? Yeah. Or why didn't you take a few shots for them if you couldn't take them on? Take the beating. Yeah, you wouldn't do it. You know why? You got no Liberty Bells. You're just one of those draft dodgers who never got drafted. Let's see what this article says. 255 illegals from terrorist countries are caught at the border. Oh, yeah. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I do a scene where the Arabs are practicing Spanish. Those Muslim terrorists, those good Muslims who practice jihad as is taught in the Quran. Looks like I missed. I can't open this one up. Okay, Navy blogger reveals a bad food. Let me give you a tune, and then we'll come back to the Navy blogger who's complaining. What would you like to hear? Come Back, My Love, old rock and roll song. You hurt a girl's feelings, and you made a mistake, and now you're trying to bring her home.
Come.
I started to tell you about that school bus matron up in Governor Cuomo's Rochester, New York. You know, the pride, one of his public school prides, where four students were harassing a 68-year-old school bus matron, and they were calling her fat. And one person said, "My knife could cut right through you. I could slice your stomach. It's only butter, like butter." And they kept goading her, waiting for her to swing at them. you know, to inviting her to take a shot at them so they could play some cards. And she just withdrew into herself, and she sat it out. And you could see, and it's a 10-minute video, the bus making stops and letting kids off, and these kids were like the last stop. And they said some nasty things to this woman. One of the things they said was, "You're so fat that your kids probably want to commit suicide." And she had a 10-year-old son who committed suicide. So this woman, she's making $15,000 a year, and she has to put up with this crap. Now, what bothers me is why wasn't the school bus driver paying attention to the problem she was having? And why didn't he get involved? Did he lose his Liberty Bells? Was he afraid he might lose his job? And that's why she didn't say anything. And she didn't bring any charges because she didn't want to get fired. She needs the $15,000 a year. Okay? So these four kids, these animals, as Glenn Beck says, they're dead. Their souls are dead. They abused her to no end. The good news is that because of Glenn Beck's exposure, by the way, Glenn Beck, you know, is no longer on Fox. They had to remove him because he was a threat to Obama. That's my opinion. Glenn was teaching about communism and people were paying attention. And as he was becoming the professor of anti-communism. And his blackboards were full of communist names every night. And people were getting upset. But anyway, so Glenn started to raise money for her, and they're approaching $300,000. God bless her. God bless this poor woman who had to put up with that crap. Yeah. And now the Governor Cuomo tells us we need more money for education. For what? Let them run behind the bus. They don't need a bus. Unbelievable. And the saddest part about that is probably out of that $350,000, the government that caused the problem is going to take $150,000 of it. I don't think she gets that tax-free rather. Okay, so let's go to other crises in the nation. This is from a blog site that's pretty good that supports the troops to no end. It's called MoveAmericaForward.org. And not only do they support the troops, but they support Afghan kids. And they try to do the right thing in promoting the American image. And so they sent me a copy of this, and of course their title says, "Never Forget Our Troops," which everybody has. And it says, "French troops munch on expensive cheeses while our troops eat peanut butter and jelly. U.S. Navy reservist Andrew Sand is currently deployed to Afghanistan and occasionally sends blogs to the New York Times for publishing." But sometimes the New York Times don't publish them because they're too busy giving out troop movements to the enemy. In his last blog, he talks about the food available to troops deployed over here. What he found was that in order for troops to really get a decent meal, they had to travel to the French or British bases. So here's some excerpts from his blog. This is called "The Best and Worst in Kabul Military Dining" by Andrew Sand. "I've risked my life in Afghanistan for a plate of French cheese. While not as arduous as serving in rural Afghanistan, the prison-like conditions on Kabul bases, no family, long hours, repetitive food, and confined spaces often drive service members to extremes to escape the pressure and keep up their spirits." And then he names Camp Warehouse DFAC rating. He rates them 4 exploding stars. "The premier military dining facility in Kabul, dashing Frenchmen sport oversized berets. A 30-foot replica of the Eiffel Tower looms over plates of creamy camembert and smoky gouda. French chefs serve up authentic French fries, crisp and hot, and fresh sole with a lemon cream sauce in a landlocked country." How did they do that? At this quaint French base, meals end sweetly, with rare deployment, joy found in the delicate bouche de Noël. In all, an exquisite dining experience that brings a bit of Paris to Kabul. And then there's Camp Eggers, DFAC, rating 2 exploding stars. Camp Eggers has 2 dining facilities, Goat and Marshall, for double the capacity and double the mediocrity. Fake Tex-Mex, fake roast beef, fake turkey, and fake burgers. Even the real steak tastes fake. Given the selection, most meals ultimately degrade into some combination of cereal, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and saltine crackers, slightly better than eating field rations in the mountains while evading insurgents, but not by much. And then there's Camp Julien, 1 exploding star. The food at Camp Julien was revolting and unhealthy. I'd rather eat shell casings. Anonymous U.S. Special Operations Service member. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that. And then they asked to send care packages, and that's to Move America Forward. I think it's .org. Let me see. MoveAmericaForward.org. So we gave them their plug. Let's see what else we got. A good PR move. I told you about this. This is the email I sent. I sent it to Fox. Since 9-1-1, a lot of discharged GIs come home missing limbs. 47,000 come to mind. I always wondered what it would be like to stand in line at the airport boarding section with 2 prosthetic legs, listening to someone complain about having to take their shoes off. I started today to contact corporate headquarters for American Airlines and United. Pick up the ball. Carry it forward. I started today and I contacted American Airlines and United to propose a PR decision that would boost sales. When wounded GIs buy a ticket to fly, it is automatically upgraded to first class. The contact maze for corporate is too cumbersome. It is the same for politicians after they win reinfection. In order to get this suggestion up there, you got to go through a maze. It's absolutely ridiculous. They don't want to read your mail. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you. You want to know, there's 2 things that can tell you a great American, and I'll tell you what they are. In a company that says, check the country you're from, if the United States isn't the first country on top of the list, they're not good Americans. And the second thing is, any politician that gives you a form to fill out instead of saying, email me at Joe Schmo at the U.S. Congress. You know, they give you that form to fill out. How do we know you're an American? Suppose you're leading us on. Yeah. Suppose you don't like what we're doing to you. Yeah. Perhaps someone at Fox could make it a suggestion that would get attention. And you know why I picked U.S. Air and American Airlines, don't you? Come on, you know. They were the 2 planes that went into the towers. Okay, so having said that, let's see what else we got. We got all kinds of goodies here. News, let's see what the news says. In science, we were taught every action has a reaction. If there are groups like the Klan, Black Panthers, and La Raza, there will be countergroups. I just filled out a mortgage app over the phone, and a lady asked me my color and ethnicity. I said Caucasian, Irish American, and she said no, that's not it. You gotta say like Hispanic. I said I could be Hispanic because the Spanish Armada washed up on the coast of Ireland, and I can dance the merengue. Give me a break, America. There should be only 1 box, mainstream American. And as for the Rainbow Coalition, there is no black in the rainbow. That's discriminatory. Look how splintered we are by design. We are ripe for a takeover.
I did this one yesterday, but I'll do it again. There is an article in the New York Post today. New York City pension funds are invested in Al Gore's Green Company. And supposedly the controller of Mayor Bloomberg's Gestapo, the salt Gestapo. Oh, Bloomberg had to eat his words yesterday. He's been confiscating salt, but when the temperature went to 90 degrees, he recommended everybody take their salt pills. Yeah. And the bicycle lanes are littered with the dead and the wounded. Yellow cab drivers are running over all the bicyclists shouting, Allahu Akbar. There's an investment in, the guy's name is John Liu, and supposedly he's a Chinese communist. That's what they're saying. That's what the rumors are. Yeah. And he works for Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale, the keeper of the pea kiosk. Yeah, the investment pays back 33% annually on average. How can that be? How can that be when the Fed is giving money at 1.5% to corrupt friends? The Soviets have been supplying arms to Syria to kill the Syrian people. I wonder how many Soviet weapons killed Americans in Iraq from Syria. Putin would like payback for this thing is that took his choppers out in Afghanistan, which was our payback for Nam. Yep. This is like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Europe is very communist-leaning, and do not think they are close to us. However, for the first time in American history, we have a communist president put in office by the Democamos, who covered up his records knowing what he was. I hear Savage tonight, and I think I saw a headline, there are 70 lies that Obama tells, and Savage was reading them off tonight. And, oh, man, when you find out what they are, you're going to be sick. You're going to be sick, man. This guy was born a communist and bred a communist. Yeah, he has nothing in common with the Americans, nothing at all. That's why he's golfing, man. He knows he's got a good thing going, and he knows the curtain is going to fall. And he's getting in his last licks. America is going down the toilet, and the big boys especially, the crooked politicians, are skimming what's left. Because before the fit hits the shan, when you have a government that refuses to downsize, raises your taxes to pay the Chinese big, you have a mafia-style government. Look at their revenues, extortion, fines, EPA, et al., House and Senate, prostitution, champagne contributions, insider trading. I believe when they leave office, they get to take whatever they didn't spend in their war chest. I think Torricelli, the torch who set fire to the American flag and tried to destroy the CIA, I think from New Jersey, one of New Jersey's finest, I think he walked off with $5 million in his war chest. And the Democamo said, come on, give it back, be a friend. And he said no. So they had to say, well, forget about it, we'll raise money. We'll raise more money from the suckers. You keep that $5 million. Drugs make it legal. Drugs make it legal. They're going to knock off the little pusher. They're going to put the little pusher out of business. And they're going to be the biggest drug dealer in the world. As a matter of fact, here tonight they're talking, they're going to grow marijuana for export. How's that? We're going to go into competition with the Colombians and the Mexicans. Oh, anything for revenue except drilling for oil. Because oil is bad. And the big oil companies are getting rich. Yes. And we're not getting enough of a cut. Do you know what happened at the Exxon? Exxon used to have its headquarters for centuries in New York. I think they were up in New Rochelle, New York. Mobil. Okay? And along comes the New York politicians and they say, look, we're not getting enough of a cut here. Now, either we can pass legislation to make you give it to us, or we can just take champagne contributions and we'll make this whole thing go away. We'll never say bad words about you. So you know what Exxon Mobil did? they said, Bafangul, we're moving to Virginia. And Virginia said, come on down, because anything they got was gravy. So who's complaining the most about big oil? The guy that chased them out in New York, Chuck Schumer. He wants more. Yeah, unbelievable. You know, one thing about a pig, when you feed it, it keeps on eating. If you want, and if you don't slaughter it when it's fat, it's going to keep on eating. Yeah, unbelievable. So, we have a mafia-style government. And reap the taxes on sales to junkies and get kickback from rehab schemes. Get revenue from chop shops killing babies. And you know they're killing more girls than boys. You know that. That's by demand. By demand that they're killing the girls. How can a woman kill her daughter? I could understand some mothers killing their sons. Yeah, like Chuck Schumer's mother. Yeah. How old is the fetus? He's about 62. Yeah, unbelievable. But kill your daughter? How can you do that? How can you do that? What do you tell God when you get there? Look, God, I did it my way. Yeah, well, you go over there and sing with Frank Sinatra. Yeah, unbelievable, man. So, what are we talking about? Knock off the little pusher. We're getting into killing babies. We have gambling. The government is taking over gambling. That's called lotto. They're going into drugs. That's going to be pot-o, and then casino revenue. And they're jealous of the Indians, that they couldn't get the Indians. Yeah, there'll be the new Trail of Tears. They'll be moving them off the reservation to get the casino. Use utility companies to collect taxes under threat of more government harassment. Listen, Con Ed, if you don't pick up the money for us, we're going to come and send a little EPA assassin to come down there and find things that are wrong with the way you're distributing electricity. We know how to do this, you know. We're the government mafia. Go along to get along. Go after big business. Use small incidents and blow them out of proportion. Oh, yes, I got a drop of oil on my toe today. And the piping plover's nest was ruffled by a farmer who was trying to feed his children. And he has girls. E.g., racial discrimination, workplace harassment against gays and women. That gets an increase in campaign contributions all the time. Jesse goes to Goldman Sachs and says, you know, I'm looking around your office here. I don't see too many black people. Tomorrow I could have 600 people here demonstrating that you're prejudiced. No, Jesse, we don't want no problem. Do you want us to fill the bag up to the top? Yeah, because I put a little more on the top, because I got to take it to Bill and we got to redistribute to the poor. Yeah, destroy family and religion. Take away tax-exempt status from the church, forcing religion to bow to the God Obama. They're already, the EPA is already in the church, checking the holy water. Oh, this holy water, and we tested it. Yeah, and the lawyers are in there writing down all of the serial numbers on the chalices and the crucifixes. Where is crucifix number R7J21? Yes, this auction is not doing too good. Yeah. So they're going to bow to the God Obama and brainwash and teach perversion to fifth graders. That's when you lose your kids, ladies. You lose your kids in the fifth grade. That's how much time you got. Hug them, love them, and remember how sweet they were before the government public schools got a hold of them. And one day your kid will be sitting in a bus up in Rochester, New York, giving some 68-year-old woman the Mario Cuomo treatment. Yeah, equal rights. Yeah. Use the media to brainwash the helpless and keep the unemployment figures high. Don't give shovel-ready jobs to white construction workers. If you're in a construction business and you're white, you got to go one place right now. You got to go to YouTube. And you got to punch in Robert Reich, R-E-I-C-H, no jobs for white workers. Just punch that in, and you'll see Robert Reich, Third Reich, I call him, sitting in front of Congress saying what we're going to do with this stimulus money, and be sure that none of this money goes to white construction workers. He says it outright. He doesn't even hide it. He doesn't even hold a cue card up. And that's what you're up against. That's what you're up against, the takedown of America by the people who hate it. And everybody's afraid to call them communists but me.
Oh, they're socialists. Oh, they're liberals.
No, they're all communists. Get over it. Spit it out. Take that muzzle off and be an American. A mainstream American. Take over the automotive industry and the healthcare industry. Move the automotive industry to China. Cadillac is building the Escalade there. You want to see it? Use the healthcare industry to control the helpless. Can you imagine Detroit is a ghost town? Detroit. Detroit that put tanks out that helped us win World War II. Now it's nothing but a heap. It's a junk heap.
Oh, we're bringing Detroit back. We're all going to have chocolate pudding on Wednesdays.
The largest container ship in the world arrives in California in 4 days from China. 15,000 containers will be unloaded in 4 hours. A lot of stuff for Walmart. The ship returns empty. Empty, empty. Balance of trade, China, 100%. And they're using the money to build aircraft carriers. They'll tell you their container ships when they come. USA gets a zero. How about we pay, how are we going to pay them back? Maybe they don't want the money back. Maybe they're just going to come and take property. They were already in Idaho. Did you hear about them in Idaho? It's in the paper. Watch out for the one-day news. Always keep your eye out for one-day news. If something startles you, make a note of it where you saw it, and if it's not in the press the next day, you know the communist media has erased it. Okay, so having said that, the other thing I talked about was Roger Clemens. And the Spanish Inquisition, the communist Spanish Inquisition, yeah. The congressman responsible for this communist show trial is the archenemy of Mighty Mouse. Remember Mighty Mouse? They had that oil can Henry. He had the mustache and he was always tying Tess Trueheart to the railroad tracks and the buzzsaw. Well, that's Henry Waxman. Every time you see Henry Waxman, just remember, he's the archenemy of Mighty Mouse. And he's a well-known socialist. As a matter of fact, he's even listed in the Socialist Party register. But he's not too social. Henry is a registered flag burner and a baby killer. I got to tell you something. If you don't know anything about politics, if you have no idea who's a good guy and who's a bad guy, use two barometers that I use. Is he a flag burner of record? And does he vote to kill kids in the ninth month? Partial birth abortion. 7, 8, 9. Do you know that Germany outlaws abortions after the first 55 days? Germany. How does that make you feel? We kill 1,200,000-1,300,000 a year. In 5 years, we beat Hitler. 5 years, we beat Hitler. Can you imagine a pile of dead babies? How high that pile would be since Roe versus Wade? We had no room for them in the end? Huh? What were you taught? Love thy neighbor as thyself. How can you kill thy neighbor's child? Henry is a registered flag burner and baby killer, having voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9/11. I went out to Pope Benedict. I have a direct line to him. It's a heavenly line. I just go to church and I say it, and it reaches him. I speak through St. Joseph, because St. Joseph is the patron saint of fathers who get no credit. I said I would love to see the Catholic Church declare the sanctuary for the unborn. and open up every church in the United States or in the world to take in a child, take in a mother who wants to give birth to the child instead of killing it, but can't afford it, and take that child in and give it sanctuary. And I'll tell you, if we did that in the United States for 1 year, a lot of people would have a different outlook about abortion. It's a hideous practice, and it's considered to be a sin against God, who created those children. All major religions abhor abortion. This atrocity, I'll tell you something else. The Muslim religion does not like abortion. And you want proof of the pudding? When Saddam went into Kuwait, they rounded up all the Kuwaiti women, and they took them to the Kuwait zoo, and his troops pouring into Kuwait raped them. And those women who got pregnant had those babies. This atrocity is labeled by secular devil worshippers and Kennedy, Kerry, Pelosi Catholics. It's called partial birth abortion. Henry Waxman failed to prove his ridiculous charges that Roger Clemens stole second base. I saw him with my own eyes. A mainstream American jury led by 8 brave women and 4 great men set Roger free. The cost of this waste of time and taxpayer money was anywhere from $3 million to $27 million, depending on who was in the witness protection program. When the question is asked, when Roger Clemens spent a $3 million of his own money to defend his honor, isn't it ironic there isn't a Viet Cong grease mouse who could pass a lie detector test, nor a senator? Instead, they censure one another and raise their salaries, including inside trader tips. That should be a big investigation. Just go back 5 years and see which senators and congressmen traded stock on inside trading tips and got away with it, and see who's greasing their skids. There are only 2 parties in America today, the Communist Party, formerly the Democrats, and the mainstream American Party, who is receiving 10 million defectors from the Party de la Muerte, the Party of Death. Tea Party sympathizers have sentenced Henry Waxman to 9 innings of batting against Roger Clemens pitching, and Waxman cannot wear a helmet. Waxman asked that for his success, that the bat be marked the top end and the other end marked handle. And if this is the best that Congress can do, it's time for Operation Half. If you don't cut the government in half, the government will cut you in half. And they say in January, if the Bush tax cuts don't go in, everybody's going to cough up $3,000 more next year. You ready to pay $3,000 more for this government service that you're getting? Let me go for a tune, see how much time we got left. Got 6 minutes left. I'm going to do The Spinners, Coming Home.
got to plug Andy Garcia's movie because it's being blacklisted, and I don't think Andy knows it, but he's really, he might be getting, he might know it, but I got a feeling he's put his faith in Hollywood to get him distribution, and they're screwing him. Like when we went looking for it in one borough, it was in one theater, and that was all. And the movie is Greater Glory. It's a fantastic movie. I guarantee you, if you see that movie, the following morning when you wake up, that movie will be the first thing on your mind. And it's about the persecution of the Catholic Church by a Bolshevik government in Mexico, and how they shut the churches down, and how they hunted down priests and probably nuns and killed them. And Andy plays a great Mexican general who's an atheist. But the hero of the movie is a 12-year-old boy who was actually canonized by the Catholic Church as a saint. I think he was canonized by Pope John Paul, a 12-year-old boy. And all he had to do to live was to renounce Jesus Christ. And the saying throughout the movie is Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. And it's a great movie. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it, no matter where you're from. And what else was I going to tell you? Slips my mind. But Andy Garcia, I got to give him credit. He didn't do it for the money, that's for sure. We got a minute left. I'm going to dedicate this tune to the kids at PS90 who had the guts to stand up against adult thugs and sing God Bless America and God Bless the USA. And I even think they did the Pledge of Allegiance. And you know what? Today they're being spit on because they love their country. Tomorrow they will be spit on because they love their God. And for all you Mexicans out there, do not vote for Obama. He is not going to help you. He's using you. And you know it. I don't have to tell you. So this is for Andy Garcia, the kids at PS90, that lady on the bus, 68 years old, who was just trying to earn $15,000 a year, putting up with communist indoctrinated children.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let
Viva Cristo Rey.